They can't get in the building. I don't want to hear their crowd in the building. So,
and the weather's that's not a challenge supposed to be great people. For that ride. So we'll see how they.
Oh, yeah. Well, and some hockey weather coming in, Dirk.
We've got some hockey weather finally. How's the ice in front of your house right now, Val?
Well, I didn't get back till late last night, so I checked it out this morning. Looks a little scary, but I notice all the shacks out on Chassel Bay over there, so or by the humps, they call it. Looks like the ice fishers, they're smarter than I am or more courageous than I am, so they're out there. But we're gone all weekend, so basically last Wednesday I was gone recruiting, so I was on a rink Wednesday. Everybody, this is the thing about it. Everybody thinks because you know, have a bye week, oh, great, you know, coaches probably can go to Phoenix, play some golf for a couple days or just hang out, get some stuff done. But I was actually in the rink more this weekend than I would have been if we had a series. And so I was in the rink Wednesday night, Thursday night, all day Friday night, all day Saturday night, and for a few hours yesterday before I made the 6-hour drive home. So that was my weekend, Derek. I was grinding. So the bags under my eyes show. It's that time of year. You know, we were on the ice September 15th. With our team, you know, and so it's been a grind, and that's why it's good to have this break for our players.
Do you so on this recruiting trip that you went on, Coach, right, are most of these kids players that you're going to watch after the assistant coaches that have already kind of scouted them out, or
yes and no? Yeah. So I went to watch a couple kids that we have committed, and I was very happy with their play. In fact, the one game, some NHL scouts were there, and they wanted to meet the one young man after the game. You know, I thought he was fantastic. I thought he could come in and play for us right now. So, saw another one the next night, and I thought he had a good game himself. It wasn't a great game overall because of the team they played, but you know, scored a nice goal, made some nice plays. So, very encouraged by that. And then, you know, we're just seeing some other kids that we haven't seen before. So, you know, cold turkey, and there's some other guys we followed up, saw some young 15, 16-year-old players. So it was a busy weekend, you know. The one thing about being in the rink, you run into a lot of different people, and you hear a lot of different things, and you get some names and some leads and whatnot. So it was a good weekend, even though it was a long weekend, and, you know, you'd rather put your feet up and have a day off. But, you know, I'm sure my boss is happy. I'm going 7 days a week. She's getting her money's worth. So,
Coach Sean talked a little bit about, because one of the questions last week for him was, how do you go about evaluating somebody that you're watching? You obviously, Coach, have a great ability to organize in your head. I know you obviously take notes and everything, right, too. But how do you go about that? How much is written down? How much is in your head? As far as when you watch a player,
combination. I mean, obviously, you take notes of the game and. You know, regardless of, you know, if I'm there to watch one person, I have a system that I use where I, you know, go through every player and sort of track everybody regardless. So that's what usually happens a lot of times. You're there maybe to see a certain player, and then you see, you know, a couple other players that you like, or someone else tells you about, well, hey, this guy's been really good, and some things you might not know. So so it was good for me to see you know, some players that had contacted us. I wanted to see them for the first time, and you get a benchmark of where they're at, and especially the young guys, and then you continue to follow them to see where they go. Some guys you have to project because commitments are made so young, so you're trying to project a young guy 3 years out. But a combination notes and just mental, you know, the mental library there. So I'm usually pretty good. If I see a player, I know, you know, what hand he is and where he's played before and what he's done and everything like that. That doesn't matter how many kids I've seen. I've usually got a pretty good memory, thank goodness. You know,
I mean, that's a gift. I mean, that's...
Well, a lot of people tell me, well, I don't remember, you know, words to a song or this or that, but I can tell you if he's 6'5", 200 pounds and can skate and shoots right hand and where all that stuff, it seems like, for some reason, that sticks to my brain where other things just sort of just slide right out. But anyway, I think that's just from years of doing it, you know, and you just get a feel for it and whatnot. But it was a good weekend. It was good to get out. Saw a lot of people, ran into Max Vallis. Speaking of former players, Max was obviously a player here. We tried to get him another year, and we couldn't. NCAA wouldn't give him another year. But I saw Max, and he was coaching a team, so he's helping out, and that's good. It's good to see our former players that use their expertise, and he's doing really well. And you know, he's engaged, and he's got a wedding coming up. I think in 18. So ran into Reed Sterl's father-in-law in a rink in Minnesota, our future father-in-law. Yeah. So grab me in a rink, and you run into all sorts of people. So it was nice to be in the rinks. That's one thing I miss, being a head coach. You're not in the buildings as much, and you can't see these guys and run into different people. So it was good to get out.
What about the other? What about the assistant coaches? Coach, were they home taking care of practices, or were they on the road too at all?
Well, they stayed. We had combination, so we had everybody. Somebody was here through Thursday, and then obviously we gave them the weekend off. So I wasn't here Wednesday or Thursday, but one of our assistants were running the show, and then they had sort of a mandatory slash optional, I guess, optional skate Friday, and then we gave them the weekend off. So, but then, you know, the assistants went out too, and Joe Sean was where I was for most of the weekend because it was a tournament. So you had, 32 teams at least playing. So, and then we were trying to bounce around, see some junior games and some high school games at the same time. So, and Gary was there for a little bit, but the one day he was there, I think Friday. So, but yeah, we got a chance to see a lot of hockey and a lot of players. And, you know, like I said, I haven't seen our team since last Tuesday, so I'm sure they're going to be excited to see me back.
And great weather for traveling. You normally don't get it this time of year.
Well, no, it stunk, really. I mean, it's brutal. You know, I was in a rink and a guy just said, oh, yeah, well, I just went and hit some balls at the range. You know, so, you know, it's, yeah, 60 degrees and you're dragging yourself into hockey rinks. So,
at least it was safe driving,
yeah,
though.
Well, yeah, the driving was fine, but but no, it's good. It's good. So, yeah, I saw some guys driving around on golf carts, I think it was on Friday, and they were playing down there, and the pins were in and everything. I was a little jealous on my way to the rink.
Coming up on Sunday, Coach, is the Blue Line Club end of season.
Right. Senior celebration is brunch, really what it is, yes. Yep. And that's what it's all more about. It's celebrate the seniors. It's not really a end of year banquet because we still have some hockey left. It's more what I like to refer to as just a senior celebration. It's a senior night, Saturday night, and I encourage all our fans to come on out and support the seniors. The senior class has probably won more games over their 4 years than you'd have to go back. And I haven't looked at it, but it's been a long time since Cal Larson. You're probably less than Cal, so I would like to know before the end of the show what class has won more games in this group here the last 4 years. So, and I could be wrong, but I think this is a
game changing class that you brought in 4 years ago.
Well, you know, you look at the defensemen. I mean, start with Cliff Watson. You know, fantastic player, good leader. Plays hard, shows up every night, great kid, you know, draft choice San Jose, you know, we'll miss him. And Shane Hanna, you know, just his numbers offensively, competitor, tries to do maybe a little too much at times because he cares so much about the team and wants to win so badly. But, you know, he's been a fantastic all-around player for us. You know, and then you go to, you know, Chris Leibringer, and you know, he's having his best year to me by far, you know. And he's just doesn't complain when we told him to play forward, doesn't say, well, coach, you know, I want to play hockey after, and I think I'm a better defenseman, and what are you doing to me and all that. Just basically said, I just want to help the team and play. And then you start with Neves and Reed Sterles up front. Like, you know, Mike Neville's always been a good defensive player. We've leaned on him to give us more offensively because we know the talent is there and he's going to create chances, and he's done that this year and has worked hard. And then you couple him with Reed Sterles, and Reed's having his best year. And, you know, Reed's just a tireless worker and so happy to be able to, you know, put an A on his jersey at the end of the year here. And his game has just taken off. He played well before that, but even since that, it's like he's got this added responsibility, and he seems like he knows he owes, you know, it's, and he doesn't, but he plays so hard. So obviously we miss Brent Bolt, this great kid, great person, you know, was an assistant captain, and tragic way that, you know, how his year ended, or not tragic, but sad in a way that, you know, it wasn't a hockey injury, just something unrelated to hockey with the blood clots. And the one thing you're happy about is it's not genetic, it's just because of the travel, and he'll be fine once he gets off these blood thinners. He should be good to go. So, you know, and then Matt Winches, you know, Matt just works hard every day, shows up to practice, doesn't complain, just takes the shots, and you know, he's given us everything he has. And I know he went on a job interview this week because we had some time off, and we always encourage our players to think beyond hockey. And And he obviously got a job offer, so good for him. And then Tyler Hanen, and I saved him to last because I just saw his high school team play this past weekend, and they've got a good program. But Tyler, goal scorer, competitive,